Okay, so we're about to start a new perek on Daf Nunam Aleph Labadam, fourth perek of Pesachim. Mokoyim shenagu lasos melacha ba'arbei Pesachim ad chatzos. In a place where the minig was to do melacha at erev Pesach in the morning until chatzos time, oisin, if that's the minig of the mokoyim, then you have every right, and you should. You shouldn't, right? You have every right to do melacha, and you should do melacha. Mokim shenagu shaloi lasois. But if you're in your place where the minig was that they don't do melacha the entire day, ad chatzos as well until chatzos, ein oisin, then you should not do melacha. Let's just point out right away that something that we're going to come up with Rashi. I just want to point it out now. Rashi can tell us in Amud Beis that really our Mishnah is talking about a minig in the morning, ad chatzos, and that's a very key factor because the Gemara is going to be discussing something else. The Gemara is going to be discussing after chatzos there's an Isser. So in the morning there's a minig, and after chatzos there's an Isser. Okay. Now what about ha'olech mimakom she'oisin l'makom she'ein oisin, or mimakom she'ein oisin l'makom she'oisin? If a person travels from one city to the other and the minig changes, so then the halacha is noisin l'avchem mimakom she'yatz misham chem mimakom she'olach l'sham. We give him the chumrah, whatever the chumrah is. The chumrah l'chera is that he shouldn't be able to work. That's the chumrah. So if he came from a city that they're not working, but he's going to a city that they are working, he's not allowed to. He's not, right? He went from a city that's not working to a city that's working. He's not allowed to work because his city is not working. I over here, they are working. No, it's not good enough. And vice versa. The mission is going to continue and say a few words here on Nunam Beis, which Rashi is going to point out to us is very shver with what we just said. The Mishnah says, "Ba'yishane odom epnei machloikis." However, right, and the purpose is that a person should not be mishane because of machloikis. He shouldn't be looked at doing differently. So Rashi is going to tell us that this doesn't stim with what we just said. If we said noisin alav chayim makom shiyatz misham chayim makom shalach l'sham, so in the case where he goes from a city that is working to a city that isn't working. If it's that case, where he's going from a city to working to a city that's not working, so it's not a problem. He doesn't work, right? He's not being mishana, and he's using the chumrah. But if it's the other way around, where he's going from a city that's working to a city that's working, if he sits bottle because of his originating city, he's got a problem. He's being mishana. So the Gemara was going to deal with it. Rashi brings that up. Let's go back to Rashi and Nunam Adalav. Rashi tells us, Mokim Shanagwa and Chatzos, Chatzi Hayoim. Chatzi Hayoim. Why Rashi has to comment here, Chatzi Hayoim? So first I thought maybe Rashi is commenting on Chatzos, maybe you're going to think he's talking about the night. So Rashi tells you Chatzi Hayoim to tell you he's talking about during the daytime. That's where the minig was. The minig was up until then.
You mean not the night before?
Right, not the night before. Chatzi Hayoim, and the Isser starts from the daytime Chatzos. But then I saw that one of the Farshim wants to say that we're going to see some Rashis later on. The Rashi is going to be discussing in the Gemara whether we're talking about Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana. Rashi is going to have the Shita of Mincha Ketana. So therefore Rashi is telling us Chatzi Hayoim, and he's telling us specifically specifically the Zman of Chatzos, which is Chatzi Hayoim, and not a Zman of Samuch LeMincha. We'll see how that plays out later on. But Rashi could be telling us Chatzi Hayoim to tell us specifically the Zman of Chatzos, and not a different Zman of maybe Samuch LeMincha. Samuch LeMincha Gedolo would equal Chatzos.
Where does Mincha come into this?
Huh?
Where does Mincha come into this?
Mincha Gedolo is a half hour after Chatzos. And we're going to see later on, we're going to discuss Samuch.
Which is still not
Chatzos. No, but Chatzos, we're talking about the Isser, when the Isser starts. And we say Samuch LeMincha, that's Chatzos.
To be the same.
Samuch is usually a Chatzisha. And Chatzisha before Mincha, Samuch LeMincha is Chatzos. So Rashi over here is specifically telling you, it's Chatzos. No, it's the Shir of Chatzos. We'll see how that plays out later on. Why Rashi says it.
Which is different than his own Shir.
Then the Shir of being Mincha Gedolah with the Zman before it. Though sometimes Chachama would make a shear,
right,
and they would answer that shear as like zero. Don't get close to that shear.
Right.
So the shear would be Mincha Gedolah, and the closeness of the shear would be the shear of Chatzos, which happens to be a half hour before that shear.
Uh-huh.
Rashi telling the shear Chatzos, telling us Chatzi Hayoim, the shear is Chatzi Hayoim. That's the shear. It's not doesn't start from a later shear and go backwards. This is the shear. This is the Zman. We'll have to see how that plays a role later on.
Okay.
Then Rashi says a very important Rashi. Shaloi la'asais. Rashi says, why do they have such a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach? What's special about Erev Pesach? Kidei shlihei Torah b'malacha. If the minhag was to do malacha, then you'd be busy with malacha. V'yishgaf birchem tzoi, which makes very much sense because that's the zman of birchem is in the morning. Then Rashi continues. Ushchitas ha'pesach, and because you'll be torud with malacha, you'll also end up messing up with the Zman of Shchitas HaPesach. Now, even though Zman of Shchitas HaPesach is really later on, it's after Chatzos, so you could learn, possibly, that he's telling you, well, you have to prepare for Shchitas HaPesach, so you won't be preparing because you'll be malacha. That's one way. Or another way of learning is, you'll be Torah Malacha, if you lied to the Malacha before, you'll end up coming out to do Malacha later on as well. Then Rashi continues, and Rashi says something else, with Tikkun Matzah. And also Tikkun Matzah, you're going to end up missing out on the Zman, on the time that you need to prepare your Matzahs for the Seder, the Seder Chalayla, Rashi says. The mitzvah, the Truach Meboid Yoim, is actually a mitzvah to get busy with the Matzah before Laila. How does Rashi, what's Rashi's Raya? They have a host of Maya so they can be able to do the Seder and start leaning early, as soon as possible after Ma'ariv. You know, on Perek Basel, if you see later on, and our Psochim, Choytvin Matzah, Belele Psochim, Beshvil Tzinekesh Leyeshna. Rashi mentions a different halacha. It's an halacha that we grab the matzahs at the Seder to make the kids awake, right? Keep them awake. So Rashi's saying, you see now that there's something about keeping kids awake. So keeping the kids awake means that you shouldn't be busy making the matzahs, yomtiv, when yomtiv starts, because...
I mean,
right, but when yomtiv starts, into yomtiv, even though there's mutzah to do,
right.
But we want the kids to stay up, so don't be busy with that. So therefore there's a mitzvah to do before yomtiv. So if there's a mitzvah to do before yomtiv, so then therefore don't be torah b'malacha, because then you'll end up not doing that mitzvah.
He could do his malacha until chatzos and do matzahs.
So that's the same as Shchitas HaPesach. That's the same as Shchitas HaPesach.
Shchitas HaPesach is not the same. Shchitas HaPesach actually, Akrovas HaPesach was at Chatzos.
Okay.
But it lasted all the way into the night.
No, but we're talking about over here. Rashi's giving you a reason why there's a minute not to do malacha in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm saying you have more of a time. In other words, the time for the shchita itself was a lot earlier. I'm not sure when the cutoff was.
And the matzah?
You have a whole afternoon.
And Shchitas HaPesach too.
You do?
Yeah. So therefore, it happens to be that Shchitas HaPesach and matzah go together. Actually, halacha in Tachnun Ches, halacha is that one should meikra din chasidim have this minute to make matzahs after chatzos. Why? Because that's Zman HaKrovas HaPesach. So maybe that's where I saw. Maybe I saw in the halacha over there in Mishnah Berurah. Maybe he brings the pasuk. But that's what Rashi's saying. Now the Rambam happens to disagree. Rabbi Weinstein mentioned in the Shir that the Rambam doesn't bring Tikkun Matzah. The Rambam only brings Shchitas HaPesach as the reason that he calls it a yomtiv. The Zman of Akrovas HaPesach is a yomtiv, and it's like Chol Shlomoyed. He mentions Rambam. So therefore the Rambam wanted to say. Dafka, you see if I have the Losh of the Rambam over here. Looked it up over there. I don't know if I have Losh of the Rambam. Going to be Negeya, the Gemara later on. This Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, whether or not, what's the reason for the Minig and then the Isser following that. The Rambam's going to hold very clearly that what we're going to say later on, which is Ein Roya Simen Brocho, Rambam's going to hold very clearly that is an Isser. Ein Roya Simen Brocho is an Isser. How do you learn Ein Roya Simen Brocho? That just...
Not an Isser.
Right. Just
something short of an Isser.
You just eat a teva.
Right.
So the Rambam learns it as Mamash Isser because it's a man of a Krasa Korban, and that's also Basiyas Malachah. So that's the way the Rambam is going to learn. The Rambam is therefore focusing specifically on the Shchitas HaPesach.
One second. The Simon Brocha doesn't go on the Korban Pesach. That goes on Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov.
Oh, so we'll see. Okay, let's see. We'll see in Agamor whether there's Negeya Erev Pesach also. We'll see. Let's see Agamor. Okay, but that's how Rashi gets into this. When Rashi gets into this and he mentions a few items here, Rashi is pointing out something very different than what the Rambam learns, for example. The Rambam learns that the reason for this whole minig and the Isser following the minig had to do with the Shchitas HaPesach. Okay, let's see now Agamor. We'll finish up the Mishnah and then we'll get into that. Okay, so we said now, in our Mishnah, we talked about the minig in the morning. Now, Kayetzi Boy, we talked about the fact that when a person travels, he has to be careful how he's noig, that he should be noig like the minig amokai. So we say similar to that, we have a din in Peir Shvius. Hamoylech Peir Shvius, Makam Shakolu, Makam Shaloi Kolu. A person's traveling, he's transporting Peir Shvius from a place where his town, the peiros are no longer, or sirashi, they're no longer out in the field, the chayes are not there, and therefore he has now a mitzvah of biur peiros shvius from his house. He has to remove them from his house. Some Rishonim learn that he has to destroy them at that point. So, and he's going to a place where there's still fruits in the fields, and therefore people are not being mevayer their peiros shvius. Or he's going the other way around. He's going from a place where the peiros shvius stopped, and he's going to a place he's going from a place where the Peir Shvius did not stop, and the Peir Shvius stopped where he's going, Chayv Levoyer. In such a case, again, where he's traveling from a place where the Peir Shvius are still okay to be in your house, to a place where the Peir Shvius are no longer okay to be in your house, Chayv Levoyer. At that point, he has to destroy his fruits, he has to remove them from his house, because, again, like Rashi can tell us, it's the same din. That noisin love chemer makam she yatz misham the chemer makam that he's coming to. Why the Mishnah doesn't use the lashon? I'm not sure. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Say v'havei l'cho achato." You should bring yourself. And the Rashi doesn't tell us yet what it means. We're gonna have to see later on in the Gemara what that means. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Va'ishane odom b'gemara poroth." On the first part of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to ask, "Malkam she'inos l'malkam shois." And when you're going from a place that they stop doing malacha to a place where they are doing malacha, "Biunami ayishane v'le'avah." So by him not doing the malacha because his originating town is not doing malacha, he's being mashana. Let him not be mashana. Let him do the work. But you said earlier in the Mishnah that we are going to give him the chaymer makam that he left the originating city, so therefore he shouldn't work. What's going on? It's a steer, open steer in the Mishnah. Tomorrow we'll deal with that. Tomorrow on Nonalef, I think. Nonbeis. Nonalef on base. What about Melech Peirah Shvis, the makam shekalu? So Rashi explains, what does it mean, Makim Shekalu? L'chayim and Asadet, the chayes are no longer in the fields. L'chayom b'nei ha-makim levar min ha-bayis, and therefore, the people are now mechuyiv to remove the peirois from their house. They're no longer allowed to keep in their house.
The chayes are not in the field, or the food for the chayes are not there.
Right, and therefore the chayes stop coming.
Oh.
Right? So now they have a chiv, they're not allowed to keep stored in their house. Kolzman, there was peirois there, and the chayes were coming. So they had a right to take, just like the chayes allowed to take, they had a right to take. And they took it to their house. They're allowed. But when the peiros stopped and the chayes stopped coming, then that's a sign already that they have to remove from their house, and therefore they're chayes to remove it. Now he brings it to a place, his place they stopped, the peiros shvius have to remove. He goes to a place where the peiros shvius do not have to remove. And those people are still eating the peiros shvius that are in their house. Chayov levayer. Halacha would be that he has to be removed. He has to remove his mishum chayimakim shiyatz misham, like similar to the first case in the Mishnah. Save avela choaf. So mefarish Gemara. The Gemara will explain to us. Okay, now ready to start the Gemara. My irio arev sochim. One of the questions, a very vague question. Rashi helps us, but we'll see that even Rashi is not so clear what the question is. My irio. What are we dealing with over here that it says Arvei Psochim? Our Mishnah specifically highlights that this halacha is negiah to Arvei Psochim. We find a similar din by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Right? Now when you look at this Gemara, at first glance, you're trying to understand what the Gemara's kasha is. What do you mean? Let's see the price. The Sanyo, Hoysem Malocha Barbi Shabbos Yom Tov Minamin Cholamaylo, Einer Hoysem Bracha Loilom. A person does Malocha on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. From the time of Mincha on, he's not going to see some Bracha in his work. Mishabru points out that even if he'll see a Bracha right away, he'll see a Revach. Yeah, but it'll be Mafsin Nimokim Acher, right?
So easy for the word Loilom.
Aha. Don't think that you got it, but you got away with it. No.
What's the word Loilom?
Aha. So therefore, Gemara is saying. So when you look at this Gemara, it's almost apparent right away that there are differences. Number one, it says, Einu Eisim Brach Lo'elam. Number two, it says, Men HaMincha. So what? It's not so easy to understand this Gemara's Kasha at first glance. That's why we look at Rashi before we look at the answer. Rashi says, like this, Ma Yiri Armi Pesachim, Dekotoni An Chatzois, The Mishnah said that it's a minig not to do melacha on chatzos mechlal. So there's an easy deal to make in our Gemara. They make chatzos lalon also. That the minig not to do only goes up to chatzos, but beyond chatzos there is actually an iser. It's not just a minig. There's an iser from that point on. Now, this is where the Gemara's question starts. Why do I need to make such a deal? Why does the Mishnah have to even mention chatzos? Why should I mention chatzos lashmin haftiyuko, which brought about our making a deal that from chatzos and on there's an iser? By the fact that the Mishnah mentioned the words chatzos, gave us the right to make such a deal to say that mechatzos ulehelam, chatzos ulehalon, it's aser. Why do I need such a diuk? Why do I need the words in the Mishnah to make such a diuk? That's already a halacha mefreshes that we know already by other yom tovim. So in other words, the question according to this Rashi is, I really could do without this word an chatzos. If the Mishnah would have mentioned the mokim shenorag lasim lachar b'sochem, but only mentioned the minig, just mention the minig. There's a minig on Erev Pesach, not the melacha, a minig to the yes to melacha on Erev Pesach. I would have known that mechatzos l'alon is aser. Why? From Erev Shavuos and Erev Tovim. Erev Pesach is not Erev Yom Tov. It is Erev Yom Tov. So, therefore,
why mention Shoshim if that's the case?
Okay. So in other words, because there's no, where do you also see that there's a minig not to do melacha? So the minig not to do melacha, when it's a minig only, that's only Erev Pesach. But I don't have to be discussing an chatzos because to make the deal that after chatzos is also because that's stam by er yom tov. Now, what's still shver with this Rashi is no. The Gemara's answer is still a very clear answer. The by erev Shabbos and erev yom tov it's min ha-mincha. And right. So and it's also einu eisim bracha. And if it's mamish osur, like we're understanding now, einu eisim bracha, not an iser. So then there's clearly a difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Tov. Erev Pesach mamish osur, and it's mechatzos, like the Gemara is going to say. And Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, the price is very clear. Now, yes, this is Gemara's answer, but we have to try to understand the Gemara's kasha. Did the Gemara not understand that in the question that's why it answered that way? In other words, that's what I'm asking like this. The Gemara asks the question, and the Gemara answers that there's differences. The Gemara didn't know those differences going into the question. If you want to say partial, yeah, the Gemara didn't know, and that's the Gemara answers those answers simply. But it's a little bit hard to say that the Gemara didn't know the answers at all. You know, it's...
So what then?
Huh?
So what then?
So the way some of our Shaman explain this Rashi, and understand the Gemara is like this. That really, the... And Chavetz Chaim learns this way in the Bir Halacha on the Siman. This is really one of the Iker Mekairos for the Halachos of Erev Shabbos. That you now do Malacha Erev Shabbos a certain time. It's this Gemara. It's not later on. It's not somewhere else. It might be brought up there. But this is the Iker Gemara. And there's a Siman Reishin and Aleph where the Mechaber goes through it. And it comes past them from here. So like this. This is how the Chavetz Chaim learns in the Bir Halacha. Really, the Makshin of the Gemara, the one who's asking the question, knew that he assumed that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov should have the same din as Erev Pesach. Should have the same din.
Post Chatzos.
Chatzos and...
Three Chatzos?
Chatzos. No, the Isser.
We're talking about past Chatzos.
Yeah. Our Gemara is only dealing with Isser now. It's not dealing with the Minig.
Which is interesting. I'm sorry for interrupting because my Chavrusa brings up the whole Mishnah is not talking about what happens after Chatzos. It's all about what happens prior to Chatzos.
Oh, that's why we need that Rashi. That's why Rashi tells us that fine, that was the Halach on the Mishnah. But the Gemara is starting off and telling you we want to deal with the Chatzos issue. The Chatzos issue is after Chatzos. The diuk that Rashi brought to us was to tell us that the whole
He doesn't want to deal with after Chatzos Paket. He wants to deal with what happens before Chatzos.
No, this entire Gemara is dealing with the Acher Chatzos halacha.
Ach, verstehe, but that's his question.
No.
If the mission itself lost on the stand is saying what we do before. Minig, you do like this. So we're all busy focused on what happens prior to Chatzos, and the answers all come on what's happening after Chatzos.
But that's not what Rashi tells us.
Actually, the first answer makes it more clear. The first answer is telling us
the Zman, the Chatzos, and the Mincha.
Right.
So that's not dealing with the minig at all. It's not dealing with the morning time at all.
Yes. Yes.
So really, the Gemara is dealing with specifically the Isser. When the Gemara starts the question of the Gemara the Gemara is right away discussing the after Chatzos part of the Mishnah.
Right.
The Mishnah didn't say it. Yeah, it is taking a detail, a diuk from the Mishnah. That's what Rashi tells us, and elaborating on that diuk. I don't understand how you can be mizayik that way, because Lamaisa, it then doesn't stem with what we know about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. This is the way they understand the question. They understand the question like this: that if the halacha is that the makshin of the Gemara understood that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov should be the same din as Erev Pesach,
right.
That if Erev Pesach we see that there's an Isser from the Diuk in our Mishnah, we see there's an Isser after Chatzos,
right.
And we know that there's an Isser by Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos also, Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos also. So the Chayyur, the makshin of the Gemara understood that it's the same. That's the same. And if it's the same, like Rashi is telling us, so then why do we have to discuss it here? Why are we discussing? Why is the Mishnah make a deal?
Something more.
What's going on over here? The Maxim is understanding them as the same first, and that's what brought him the question.
What is the same? Isser?
That the Isser is the same. The Maxim understood that the Isser is the same. Erev Pesach, we see there's an Isser. So now if you see there's an Isser by Erev Pesach, and we know there's an Isser by Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there's no reason for us to be discussing and highlighting Erev Pesach when the halacha is the same. Therefore, the Gemara comes to answer, there's differences. That's the way you understand.
One is the Zman, and number two is what?
Is the Chomer or Isser. How Chomer is it? Misham Tinalei or Ein Rei Yisrim Bracha? Which we're going to get to it right now, we're going to read the Gemara. But that's the way you understand this Rashi and the Gemara, the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara is Geboit An a Diuk in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says An Chatzos, which tells us the Me'achar Chatzos is not totally a minig anymore, it's Isser. Oh, so the Makshin asks, if it's totally an Isser, and we know it's an Isser of Shabbos and Yom Tov also, so the there's no reason for us to be discussing over here specifically. This is not its place. Discuss it by where you discuss Shabbos, like that Braisa. Or discuss Shabbos here too. Now, if you really want to get into it, there's a Taz over here, in Leishon Aleph, the Taz, who breaks apart this Rashi together with the Rashis that follow, and he understands a whole different way in Rashi. But that's more involved. But the Bira Halacha, we'll see, the Bira Halacha makes it that's the Kasha in Rashi, that the Makshin of the Gemara is asking, there's Isser here, Isser there, everything's the same, so why are we discussing it here? So Zakti Gemara like this. Right, the Gemara answers. What's the Gemara's answer? Awesome. The first answer is we said Zman Ho Isser. That the Gemara differentiates between the two, between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. You know how it differentiates? He says over there, the halacha by Erev Shabbos is Min HaMincha Ulamaylo. But the Gemara adds, Samuch LeMincha would not be Osir, would be Mutter. Samuch LeMincha would be Mutter. And Hocha Mechatzos. By Erev Pesach, it's more Chamur. By Erev Pesach, the halacha starts, even the Isser starts from Chatzos, like the diuk of the Mishnah. That's the first answer. And why you have to say Samuch LeMincha's Mutter, why those words are necessary is also interesting. L'chera, we could do without those words. You could just say Hosam and Amincha LeMailo Da'aser and Hocha Mechatzos, but the Gemara throws in there Samuch LeMincha. We'll get to that in a second. The second answer of the Gemara is Inami Hosam Simen Brachu D'Loichazi Avashamuti Loi Mishamtinolei. Over there, by Erev Shabbos, it's only that there's a Simen Bracha that he won't see, but we won't give him Chayrim, we won't put him in Chayrim. Over here on Erev Pesach, if a person does Melacha, after Chatzos, we put him in Chayrim. Put him in Chayrim. Let's see Rashi. Mina Mincha. Rashi says, Teisha Shoyis Umechta. Rashi says, what are we talking about with regard to Erev Shabbos? Rashi says we're talking about Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana is 9.5 hours into the day, right? 9.5 hours into the day, Mincha Kitana. Plaga Mincha that we deal with is halfway between Mincha Kitana and Shkia. and show his manias. Flag amincha. Cut
the
mincha.
The later part of the day.
Yes, later time. Now, the Marshal and the Marshal say over here in Rashi that it's a toast, so if it was a printing error, and really it should say, Mincha Kitana should say Sheishois. It should say Mincha Gedoyla. Sheishois Mechza, which is Mincha Gedoyla, which is a half hour after Chatzos. That's the way they want to learn. What's their problem with Rashi? The Samach LaMincha, the next part. Because the Gemara's Mashma, that the times are close and that one could mix them up by the fact that the Gemara says Minam Mincha LaMailo is Aser, but Samach LaMincha is Mutter. It's coming to contrast that with Chatzos. So therefore, they want to learn that the fact that the Gemara had the word Samach LaMincha Loi, that's Mutter. It's coming to tell you that the Zman right before this Zman of Mincha Gedoyla is Mutter. What's that Zman? Chatzos. But by Pesach, that Zman is Aser. Chatzos. That's what they want to learn. And Rashi, that's what seems to force Rashi in the next Rashi to say Samach LaMincha Koidim Lachin, because usually Samach means a Chatzi Shah. And Rashi says Koidim Lachin to tell you all the Zman, all the 3.5 hours, all the 3.5 hours before, the 3 hours before, all that Zman, Koidim Lachin, all the Zman before that is Mutter.
What's bothering these other Rishonim to want to switch this?
The Marshal and the Marshal, that goof of their problem. They feel that's a Deichik to say. They say Samach LaMincha means, Samach usually means Chatzi Shah.
It's not the standard
terms that we use. So therefore, that's what their problem is. Now, that's what their problem is.
They changed them.
Yeah. Change.
They would have to change the next Rasha then too?
The Koidim Lachin? Well,
it's still Koidim, okay. Goes without saying.
Yeah. Now when you look at the Lachin, Reish Nun Aleph, you see that you have the Mechaber brings it as Yesh Omrim Mincha Ketana, Yesh Omrim Mincha Gedolah. Those that keep the gear selected, for example, the Re'im, he wants to explain Rashi, and explains Rashi with the Teisha Shoyes Mechzer. So therefore he brings from the Re'im, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, look at the Be'agolah, he says that he's Mekayim the gear of Rashi, Teisha Shoyes Mechzer, Mincha Ketana, and that's how he works out the Sugya. Or according to the other Mefarshim who want to understand Rashi differently, the Mechaber brings it as Yesh Omrim.
He deals with the definition and term difference.
He explains how the Gemara will work with it meaning Teisha Shoyes Mechzer.
Even though that's not the way we normally say.
Okay, so just to recap, the Gemara is specifically dealing with that area of the Mishnah which is not explicit. The area of the Mishnah, which is talking about Mechatzos and after, which is the Isser, not the Minig. The Minig we left alone. We're not discussing the Minig right now. We're talking about the Isser. And we're contrasting that Isser with Erev Shabbos. We're saying that Erev Shabbos is a little more makel. Number one, the Zman is later. Whether it be Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedolah, it's still later than Chatzos. And number two, we're saying that the Chomer Isser is not as much. The Chomer Isser is in Re'esim Bracha versus getting Chir. Now this is where the Bir Halacha comes in and says, the way you first understood Ein Reis and Bracha, the way I first understood, that just Eitz HaTeiva is not correct. He says, by the fact that we're using the Diyuk in the Mishnah, and we're saying that Erev Pesach is after Chatzos is Aser, right, that's what we said. So, and the questioner of the Gemara, who says, why are we highlighting this? The Lechera, they're the same. That means that every Erev Shabbos is the same in the regard that it's Aser. In other words, that was the question of the Gemara, the very Rashi understanding. That what was the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara had a problem. Why?
On the second answer.
They're the same. Not the second answer, but
according to the second answer.
Even let's go to the first answer. The first answer is even easier to understand.
Yeah.
That the first answer, right, was that the only difference between Shabbos and Erev Pesach is the Zman. So therefore, nothing else changes. Meaning, the question was, why are we discussing over here Erev Pesach, specifically the Isser? We know it's the Isser. It's the same as Erev Shabbos. That means that Erev Shabbos is the same Chomer. So therefore, we will only change the Zman. All we're doing is changing the Zman, but the Chomer stays the same. What does that mean, that, therefore? When it says by Erev Shabbos, it says Ein Reis Min Bracha, it doesn't mean Eitz HaToivo. It means Aser. And right now, the second answer, Zotabir Alocha of Chiddush, he says, there's no reason for us to make a difference between the two answers. So therefore, he says,
the Gabba, the Isser. Yeah.
And therefore he says, even though the Gemara says that the difference in Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach is the Ein Erev Simen Bracha, that doesn't mean that the Ein Erev Simen Bracha is without Isser, it's still Osir. The only difference is that it's Osir, but by Erev Pesach there's also Chirim with it. So therefore, Ein Erev Simen Bracha, according to the Chavetz Chaim, means Osir. Not Eitz HaTeva, you know, that you're not going to see gains from this malacha. And that's the Rambam. Rambam says Mefurish, that is Isser, and there'll also be an Eretz and Bracha. Says those two Lashonis.
From this, he's getting it, or from like the
Beit HaBracha? That's the Rambam's learning this. They're learning this sugya. Okay, that's the Beit HaBracha brings it as a raya from the Rambam. Okay, a little bit to go to Tudat Mustaf. Now, Mor just adds to the Braisa Gufa. Now, my Chavrus and I, we came up, when we've been learning over a number of years, we noticed that sometimes the Gemara wants to highlight certain texts. It uses either Gufa, or it uses Omar Mar. Omar Mar, what did we say earlier, and let's go into a little more. Or Gufa, let's go into the Gufa of the matter, right? Let's go into the body of what we just said. Now, we thought, and a general rule, and here it seems to be an exception, that Gufa is a Gemara text, Amiroyim are discussing, Gufa, let's go back to that, and Omar Mar is Mishnah text, Omar Mar, a Tana said. Here, it's a Braisa, Gufa, and it's using the Gufa, it's using the Gimel of Gufa, even though it's Mishnaic text. Gufa, and then the Braisa adds, Uve Matzei Shabbos, it's the same din. Uve Matzei Yom Tov, Uve Matzei Yom Kippurim, Uve Chol Mokem She'esham Nidnu Aveiro. Anytime that there's any of these zmanim, Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Yom Tov, Matzei Yom Kippur, and anytime there is Nidnu Aveiro, what does Nidnu Aveiro mean? Rashi says it means Remez Aveiro, is a shemetz of an Aveiro, Lasuye, what? Lasuye, Tainas Tibur in Agamoro. Agamoro says to say a person does Malacha on any Erev, any Tainas Tibur, right? He's doing Malacha on a Tainas Tibur, so then, Ein Erev Sim Bracha Loilam. The Braisa adds, these cases also have a din of Ein Erev Sim Bracha. So firstly, what type of Tainas Tibur are we talking about? Is it really Osir? Is it really Ein Erev Sim Bracha for a person to do Malacha on a Tainas Tibur?
Chayre,
we're talking about a Tainas Tibur that they made for the Gesham, where they made an Isra Atis Malacha Mesechel Tainas, yeah? Rashi tells us, Nimna Aveiro is Remez Aveiro. Rashi says, Tainas Tibur, Osir Atis Ben Malacha Mesechel Tainas, Shem is Annal Geshamim. They're fasting for the rains of a Shar Tainas Tibur Loyer, not Spam a Tainas Tibur. But Amar Shmuel, Ein Chayre Tainas Tibur Bavel, we don't have the Chayre of Tainas Tibur in Bavel. Bavel was a collection of a rain source, right? Bavel didn't have that problem. It was lower grounds. It got the rain, the runoff of the mountains. So it didn't have that problem.
What does it mean?
Meaning they didn't have such a problem. They didn't have to make.
They didn't accept it.
They didn't have to make such fast days there because they didn't have that problem. The Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos Rashi continues. What's the problem of working that in Reis and Bracha Motzei Shabbos? Mishum Kavod Shabbos, because it's not Kavod Shabbos to go right into working. That you really should be adding Michol Al Kodesh on Motzei Shabbos. So Rashi already alludes to us that we're dealing with the Zman right after Shabbos. It's not the whole Motzei Shabbos. And that's what Tosfos says on the top Tosfos. Tosfos brings, Oymeri, the Isav Yerushalmi, Hochi, like this. This is how we find it in Yerushalmi. Hani Noshi, the Nehigi, these women that have a minig, Deloy Lemevad Avid Tova Fuki Shabbato, Lav Minhogo. These women that have a minig not to do any malacha on every Motzei Shabbos, the whole Motzei Shabbos, that's a minig shel shtus. That's not a good minig. But ad disispani sidro minhogo. But until they finish davening, if a woman has a minig, we don't do malacha until our husband comes home from davening, that's a minhogo. That's minig. Pirush, the Tosfos explains, sheyashlim Anshe Yashlim Atfilo Mini Kosher. Voho Irinami Hoch. That's what the Gemara is dealing with. Matze Shabbos is what Rashi alluded to. That we're dealing with this man immediately after Shabbos. That's a mini kosher. But later on, that they shouldn't do malacha? Who said? That's not a mini, that's a mini shoshtus.
What was the point of the Gemara, the Gufa? What was the...
It's just adding that there are other times of Eniris and Bracha in addition to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov and Erev Pesach. And those are Motzi Shabbos, Motzi Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Tov, and this Tainas Tiber. Now the Gro in that Aleph, the Gro says, we're not talking about Tainas Tiber, the Gshamim. We're talking about Tisha B'Av. He says Tisha B'Av. We're talking about Tisha B'Av. Any person does Malach on Tisha B'Av, Inger Rasim Brach La'ayla.